jurors seated. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. On day two of the criminal hush money trial against former President Trump, seven people have been chosen to sit on the jury, including an IT worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, and a corporate lawyer. Earlier today, the former president got in trouble with the judge.
The judge admonished former President Trump for muttering and gesturing toward a prospective juror while his lawyers questioned her credibility. The judge said, quote, "I won't tolerate that. I won't have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom." And this comes as the DA's office is asking the judge to punish Trump for allegedly violating a gag order for social media posts about Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. DA Bragg's office is urging the judge to fine Trump $1,000 for each of three social media posts in question, or possibly sentence Trump to no more than 30 days in jail.
Fox's Nate Foy outside New York State Supreme Court. That ruling expected next Tuesday. The former president expected to make a campaign stop in Harlem later today. President Biden campaigned this afternoon in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, contrasting his tax plan to former President Trump.
"I'm a capitalist. If you're able to go out and make $1 million, fine. That's okay. But just make sure you pay your fair share in taxes."
The president saying Trump and his rich friends embrace what failed trickle-down policies. President Biden also made a stop at his childhood home. House impeachment managers have walked two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, where senators will convene a trial. House Republicans claim Mayorkas willfully and systematically refused to enforce immigration laws at the southern border. Wall Street stocks closed lower in choppy trading. The Dow rose 63. The NASDAQ fell 19. The S&P off 10 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A new congressional report suggests China's government is funding the fentanyl crisis in the U.S.
The House China Select Committee says China's government subsidizes Chinese companies that make the chemicals needed to make fentanyl through tax rebates. The committee played this explainer video at a hearing today.
"The CCP has had this program in place since at least 2018. At that time, they subsidized at least 17 illegal synthetic narcotics."
Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before a different committee that Mexico could be more helpful on this front as well.
"We have had extraditions. They have destroyed some labs. They have reduced precursors company coming into the country. But we need much, much more cooperation."
Chemicals to make fentanyl go from China to Mexican cartels who bring the drug across our border. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Olympic torch relay has begun in Greece, but it's a long road to the opening ceremony in Paris.
From July 26th, the roar of the crowd in Paris. Today, reverential applause in Olympia. That the moment the Olympic torch was lit, not directly from the sun's rays as intended, it was too cloudy for that, but from a flame ignited during yesterday's dress rehearsal. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the Games can be a unifying force.
"With wars and conflicts on the rise, people are fed up with all the hate."
The Olympic torch will travel through Greece before a mammoth land and sea journey across France and its global territories. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
25 new titles are being added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, including the 80s earworm Don't Worry, Be Happy, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry, and what some consider the first rock and roll record, Rocket 88 by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. 25 titles added every year based on their historical or cultural significance. I'm Lee Silvestre. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.